never experienced nothing like this. You know, being here as a being an Eagle playing you know, 8 years, and you know, it's just the same Eagles football. You know, this team's a lot better than that. You know, it's this franchise. I'll say is a lot better than that. You know, we got a great franchise. I still think. You know, and you know, he's got to keep pushing on from here. You know, like I said, and just trying to find the, you know, what we can do and prep for next year. You know, but we got to keep playing so we can find out, you know, what we got. You know, and what we need to do. And I keep going. I mean, go ahead.
No, you play well enough to win most games, and then you still come away with a loss. Does that make you feel?
It's just, you know, as a team, we have to finish, and you know, we got to start strong and we got to finish strong, you know, and that's what makes a winning team, and we didn't do that, you know, we started out strong and then you know, we just didn't hold it out to the end, but like I said, you know, we're just gonna keep pushing forward. We're gonna give every game, you know, here on out 100%, you know, and all the guys will, and. You know, and we're gonna just keep digging and use every game here on out. You know, try to go out there and win and prep for next year. You know, but like I said, it's just overwhelming. You know, and like I said, it's you know, I'm ready to get back on that winning streak. We gotta pull out a win here. You know, this for us as players and this for the fans. You know, so like I said, you know, I think we still got great fans, and I know they're gonna stick behind us. And, you know, we're going to keep moving forward to next week.
Do you feel at all that this is, when you look at the numbers and you look at the big plays, that, you know what, maybe this is a bad defense?
I'm not going to say that. You know, that's not for me to answer that question. You know, I know that, you know, as far as us players, as, you know, we're as a defense, we're going to go and give it our all, you know. And that's what it's going to be. You know, I'm not there. That's not my job to answer that.
Two more for Trent.
This
two more.
Snowballed on you guys a lot like the last Dallas game.
Like I said, you know, we gotta play sound defense, and you know, we gotta go out there and keep the points down. You know, we just didn't. You know, you can't win when having mistakes and turnovers and all that stuff. You know, to be a winning team, you know, you can't have them. And you know, we just gotta. Dig down deeper, you know, going next week and, you know, and prepare for this next game. And that's what it's about, you know, it's about the next game. And this is games in the past, and, you know, we're going to prep for this next game.
I'm just tired of this feeling, you know. I'm just, I feel like we gave it our all out there. We were trying, you know, just we ain't making enough plays later on in the fourth quarter.
I mean, this is 8 in a row. Guys have one game since September. I mean, are we even past frustration at this point?
Shoot, I feel for the fans. You know, I mean, I'm so frustrated. You know, I just hate to walk around Philly right now because it's just I hate hearing it. You know, and I just really thought we was gonna have this one. You know, and I don't know what else to tell you right now, other than you know I'm just gonna go back Wednesday and gonna try to you know correct it.
Does it feel like the same mistakes? I mean, this is, you know, 21 points in fourth quarter, and you did that 3 weeks ago. And
yeah, I mean, we got to stop the turnovers. You know, that was a big turnover on offense. And then, you know, on defense, we gotta make a play. You know, it's just everything works together, you know, and we just need the big-time players to step up and make a play when we need a big play, and we didn't do that tonight.
Did you feel a difference in yourself knowing that you were the starter?
Yeah, I felt like, you know, I had a lot of pressure on me, but I liked, you know, I love pressure. I went out there and I just was trying to be as relentless as I can be. And, I felt like, you know, first half, you know, I was doing good. And, I mean, who knows, second half wasn't good enough because, you know, obviously we didn't make a play.
Were they doing anything different in the second half?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we couldn't get off the field on third down, you know, and that's our biggest thing. We can get them to third down, but we can't get off the field.
Does that make it hard to be encouraged? You know, personal day for you, sack wise.
I mean, it is hard because you know, shoot, we lost a game. Nobody's gonna remember that, you know, other than we lost a game. You know, I tried to as hard as I could, you know, for my first start, and you know, it wasn't good enough.
How do you wipe the slate clean and keep coming to work?
each week? Does it become harder to do this?
Each week become way harder. You know what I mean? Offense give us good position to win the game. And, you know, second half, Romo comes out there and just basically does what he want to do. You know, it's hard to come back and watch film and correct because it hurts. You know what I mean? It's like we got nothing to lose. Just let it all hang out and you come out with them.
What do you think you guys have – what have you guys learned about yourselves as a team? I mean, all of you who've come here, a lot of you guys who started, either made a Pro Bowl or came here with high expectations, and then you watch the tape every week.
Right. I don't even know, to be honest, man. You know, as I look at film and just from a personal standpoint, in my head, I have a whole lot of wows. Like, wow, what are you doing? You know, at some point, you know, I think the season keep going bad. You try to fight so hard and don't want to do wrong until you end up just doing wrong and you don't allow yourself to just go out there and just be you. I think we just got to go out there and just be us, you know, individually. Just stop worrying about everything, you know what I mean, and just go play.
Do you think you're good players? I mean, are you guys good players?
Yeah, damn right. I mean, that ain't no question, though.
I know we ask you this kind of like every week, but I mean, how do you explain like the breakdowns that keep happening in this?
That's just part of the game, man. In the Florida game running fast, tempos dictated. You know, I just say that's just the Florida game.
You guys let that replay challenge affect you? It seemed like the defense didn't really play great after that.
Which one?
When the fourth and
two. Nah. You know, you got to go out there and you got to stick it to them. You know, and it seemed like they came out in two plays and scored on them. But, you know, you just got to go out there and keep fighting. Don't let nothing get you down.
The touchdown to Dez Bryant. Mm-hmm. Can you take us through that?
You know, it's fourth and goal. You know, I'm playing off. And, you know, I read the screen. And, you know, I just got to keep running my feet. You know, I knew he was a big, strong guy, but me going along with him does no justice, you know, so I try to wrap up and stay high and push him out of bounds.
Is it fair to say that, like, I mean, the tackling's not, you know, I mean, first and foremost in your forte? I mean, how do you view all that?
I don't entertain that. You know what I mean? I can tackle. You know what I mean? Whether it's aggressive like a safety, no, but I can tackle.
Dominic, the thing about the secondary is you guys aren't young guys.
Yeah.
All four of you have started at least 3 years in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you fix the mistakes from 1 week to the next week?
Shit, it's easy. It ain't as easy as that. You know what I mean? You got to go out there and you got to try to keep fighting. You know, mistakes going to come. That's just part of the ball game. You try to minimize them, you know. Not too many, you know. That's the biggest thing. Mistakes, I'm not worrying about. That's part of the game. That's going to come.
How do you explain the breakdowns that you guys have had in the secondary? I mean, I know you're linebackers, so.
I can't explain.
It seems like something that just keeps happening.
Yeah, I can't explain. I wish I knew all the answers to, you know, what's going on, but I can't tell you.
When you look at this defense, would you say that this team's a bad defense?
I mean, yeah, we're not playing. You know, we can, you know, when it's time to show up, you know, we're not playing good. You know, on game day, we're not playing good. So, you know, it's unfortunate. We wish we can, you know, got to make some more plays out there and not let people get in the end zone, giving up too many touchdowns.
Are you embarrassed by the way this thing is going down 8 in a row here?
I'm not embarrassed. You know, I don't think that's the word to use, not embarrassed. It's, you know, disappointed.
Did they do anything different in the second half?
Nah, I mean, and I don't. It was nothing too different that they did. It was, you know, more so us again, you know, just, you know, not in the right position to make plays.
I think you might have already answered this, but that overturn on the fourth and inches, what was the emotional roller coaster of that?
I mean, we were on an emotional high, you know, felt like it was a big stop there, but you know, when it got overturned, we still had to come out and get over that and move on and get a stop, and you know, we did it. So it was I don't think it had little to do, like I said, little to do with the overturned call. It was just us not, you know, getting off the field.